serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The work has stopped at another federal agency. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau notified employees by email to cease all supervision and examination activity. That email was written by the acting director, Russ Vaught, who's an author of the Project 2025 plan. Meanwhile, the work from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency to trim the federal government continues.
President Trump says he wants Elon Musk to go even further in his cost cutting, saying that he'll be looking at the Department of Education and the Pentagon next. But this raises potential conflicts of interest because Elon Musk's own companies have billions of dollars in contracts with the military.
That's ABC Selena Wang. It's Super Bowl Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles meet later in New Orleans. The Israeli military preparing to withdraw troops from a key Gaza corridor under ceasefire terms. Yesterday, three hostages released by Hamas. They had been held since October 7th. This is ABC News.
It was a big Saturday in college hoops. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. First, it was the Wisconsin Badgers rallying in the second half to take down Northwestern 75-69 yesterday. John Tonjay led the 17th-ranked Badgers with 27 points in the win, which puts Wisconsin in a three-way tie for fourth place in the Big Ten. Wisconsin will get Indiana on Tuesday night in Madison. Then, it was a top 25 showdown in Milwaukee last night on National Marquette Day. 9th-ranked Marquette never led against number 25 UConn, with UConn leading by as many as 22 points in a 77-69 win. Cam Jones had 22 points for Marquette, which will play at St. John's on Tuesday. Tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks will try to avoid their third straight loss as they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. The Bucks have now fallen to fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Tip time is at 7:30. The NBA was rocked by a major trade last night as the Los Angeles Lakers swapped Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks in a three-team, seven-player blockbuster deal. It's the first time that a midseason trade has included two players named All-NBA in the previous season. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Looking for the perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day? Make plans to visit the Park Falls Family Restaurant for a special Valentine's menu this Friday. Enjoy delicious dinner options for two, featuring juicy steaks, jumbo shrimp, and even lobster. Every meal includes your choice of potato soup or salad, and don't forget to treat your sweetheart to a complimentary piece of pie. Serving from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day from the Park Falls Family Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text FORCE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text FORCE to 42424. That's FORCE to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with highs in the mid-teens, a light southwest breeze. Some scattered clouds tonight, lows between 5 and 10 below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny. Once again, we'll climb to the middle teens. Currently 2 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
These kinds of attacks are extremely common, telling you that there's a job waiting for you, that there's an Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
Ever feel like you're being bombarded by hackers through your phone? You're not alone. Then,
people who are paying more attention to food labels, people becoming more aware of the quality of the food.
Food recalls have risen by 20%. But here's why you shouldn't panic. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For most people, smartphones are a map of our lives. They hold so much sensitive info on where we've been, who we've seen, what we've read recently, how we've spent our money. Eva Galperin is an expert on smartphone security and knows all too well how this info can be misused. Galperin is the Executive Director of Cybersecurity at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit digital rights group.
I had a colleague, Kevin Bankston, who once described access to someone's phone as being equivalent to access to someone's mind. You can get a very good idea of what they're doing and what they're thinking by understanding what is happening on their cell phone. And the reason for that is because, first off, your cell phone is a tracking device. It will give people a way of knowing every place that you have been, because your cell phone needs to talk to its local cell phone towers in order to continue to get service. And it also often has location services turned on, so that information goes to a bunch of other places. And people tend to take their cell phones with them everywhere.
And the gathering of precise location data is just one example. Phones also hold so much sensitive financial and personal information, web browsing data, messages, and so on. Galperin breaks down the different classes of hackers that work to gain access to this info. She outlines the basic brand of bad guys who try to get money through persuasion or blackmail.
This also includes the class of attacks that requires you to fool the other person into simply sending money over Zelle or a wire transfer or PayPal or Venmo, and also blackmail attacks. You get all kinds of really interesting blackmail attacks where somebody breaks into your phone or one of your accounts, finds some sort of sensitive data and says, I will leak this sensitive data to the public or to your contacts list or to your employer or to your parents or something along those lines if you don't give me money. And this is actually something that I saw just last week. I was contacted by a journalist who had been targeted in this way. These kinds of attacks are extremely common. And in fact, they're so common, they're sort of like the background noise of our ordinary lives, the spam that you get and spam phone calls that you get and spam text messages that you get, all trying to get you to click on something or telling you that there's a job waiting for you or that there's, you know, a Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
The good news is that these hackers use a shotgun approach where they target hundreds or thousands of people at a time. This means that if you don't respond, it's likely they'll leave you alone. Your best bet is not to respond and block the number. However, Galperin says there are other classes of attacks that may be harder to shake. It's common for aggressors in these situations to choose you for a specific reason.
Often, if you are in a sort of domestic abuse situation, or if you are a public figure or somebody with like a large social media account, you may be targeted for harassment. And those are people who cannot be dissuaded simply by ignoring them and hoping that they leave you alone, which is just like a whole nother class of attack. And they are often people who know a lot about you, because of the things that you have said on social media, or because they used to date you or live with you, or they are your parents. So they can often weaponize that kind of information against you, which is really worrisome. And then finally, the last attacker that I'm really concerned about is the government.
Under the Fourth Amendment, there's a legal clause called a third-party doctrine, which allows law enforcement to access information shared with third parties without a warrant. For example, your Gmail messages that are stored on Google servers technically aren't yours. They belong to Google, and it could decide to hand that information over to authorities. The company's public policy states that any third party who wants the contents of communication must show up with a warrant. In this case, if a warrant is brought up against a user, the company says it will notify the recipient so they can hire a lawyer to fight the search if necessary. But not every platform has this policy.
Counting on the platforms to protect you is much more complicated than it used to be. And one of the things that I recommend is that people encrypt their data. Now, there are a number of different things that people mean when they say encryption. Often, when people are talking about encryption, they're talking about encryption in transit. So if you go to your web browser and you take a look at the URL at the top of your browser, you can see that it starts with the letters HTTPS. And the S at the end of HTTPS stands for security. And the whole idea is the web traffic that you are sending to the website that you are going to is encrypted between yourself and the website, meaning that everybody who is in the middle of that transaction cannot see the contents of that communication.
If you're sending sensitive information via text, consider using the platforms Signal or WhatsApp, which are more secure through the use of end-to-end encryption. Additionally, when you back up your data to the cloud, make sure it's always encrypted. One common worry that Galperin often hears is, what if I lose my phone or someone steals it? To protect yourself in case this happens, always use a PIN code to unlock your phone instead of Face ID. Also, turn on two-factor authentication for high-risk accounts like email or banking and trading apps.
There are all kinds of different levels of two-factor authentication, whether it's somebody sends you a text message as your second factor, or somebody sends you a message to your authenticator app, or you use a physical object like a YubiKey or a Duo Key in order to log into your phone or your device or your account. I'm not going to tell you that any of these things are better than any of these other things. Just like whatever it is that you are going to actually use is better than nothing. So turn on 2FA for all of your accounts, including sort of the main account for your phone. So things like your Apple ID. The other recommendation that I make is that you use a password manager. So just use an app where you store all of your passwords. These apps often will create long, strong, unique passwords for you for all of your different accounts. And this is really useful because one of the ways in which hackers breach accounts the most often is that they will go through a data leak and they will find a password that you have used for an account, and they will simply try that username and that password on a bunch of other platforms. So if you reuse passwords, that is one way in which accounts are very frequently compromised.
The final piece to keep in mind when thinking about smartphone security is inevitable data breach. Countless companies have been forced to pay big bucks in settlements over these breaches, which are an unfortunate part of living in an all-digital world.
On one hand, data breaches are inevitable. If you rely on other platforms keeping your data secure, you need to understand that every once in a while they're going to fail to do so. And one of the reasons for that is because trying to keep everything secure from everybody all the time is very hard and next to impossible. But companies do have some reasons to try to protect your data, among other things, because they might get sued, they may be under a consent decree, they may face fines, but these kinds of punishments are often insufficient. And you will see that there are companies, if a company is large enough, that will simply shrug and consider this the cost of doing business.
Data breaches are worrisome, but don't panic. Be prepared and stay vigilant.
If you're interested in learning more about privacy and security online, I recommend EFF's Privacy and Security Guide to Your Digital Life. This is called Surveillance Self-Defense, and you can get there at ssd.eff.org.
To find out more about Eva Galperin and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and Amira Zaveri. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri, studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, worried about the increasing frequency of food recalls? What to keep in mind when Viewpoints returns.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Recalls aren't new, but last year it did feel like there were more recalls than usual. Large-scale breakouts of E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, and other pathogens have made headlines in recent months, and it doesn't seem like these notifications are slowing down anytime soon. At the end of last year, thousands of eggs sold at Costco's nationwide were recalled due to a possible Salmonella contamination. Now, this year, the spread of bird flu has killed millions of hens over just a few weeks, and the supply of eggs across the U.S. has plummeted. For another supplier, Braga Fresh Foods, which produces several vegetables, the company rang in the new year with an announcement that its 12-ounce bags of broccoli florets, sold at Walmart in various parts of the Midwest, are being recalled due to listeria concerns. The company advised consumers to throw out bags with a sell-by date of December 10th. With a flurry of recalls and disease outbreaks, many consumers are on edge about the safety of the country's food supply. According to data published by the Food and Drug Administration, the number of food recalls has risen 20% since the pandemic. However, it is important to recognize that most companies voluntarily recall products out of an abundance of caution.
Food recalls are a part of the check and balance system that the federal government has in place to ensure that consumers are presented or offered products that are safe to eat, that won't make them sick, that they're purchasing what's displayed on the label. So food recalls can range from having an overgrowth of a certain bacteria that may make a person sick, or a food recall may entail something that's not put in the product that's on the label that says that a particular ingredient is in there, but it's not, that's the grounds for a food recall.
That's Dr. Mitchell Lloyd, a food scientist and the founder of the food tech startup NumNum Sauce Company. Over the past decade, the FDA has taken more of an active role in monitoring food supply chains. This is partially due to the adoption of the Food Safety and Modernization Act, passed in 2011, which put more pressure on companies to issue precautionary recalls.
A food recall doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. You know, it could be a corrective action. It could be, like I said, a labeling issue. But yes, sometimes an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria is present in food that can cause harm to consumers and sometimes even death.
Lloyd does highlight that this is a natural consequence of large-scale food production. Bacteria is inevitable, and it competes with humans for resources, too. That's why it's important to have a robust monitoring system. This is known as a hazard analysis and critical control point plan, which ensures bacteria populations aren't at dangerous levels for human consumption.
There's bacteria in everything on this earth, but where the issues come in at when it comes to consuming food is that if a bacteria population is too high or it's the wrong bacteria that's incompatible with our bodies, that's when you have the issues. But the bacteria is always present in all the food. It's just what processes like thermal treatment, you know, increase the temperature high enough to kill certain bacteria, certain levels of bacteria. Like, for instance, when you have food that's put in the refrigerator. So food that's put in the refrigerator is done so because we want to limit the growth of the mesophilic bacteria that grow in high abundance at room temperature. So when we place a product in the refrigerator, we're allowing psychotrophic bacteria to grow, which is bacteria that grows at a lower temperature, but they don't grow as fast as the mesophilic bacteria that grow at room temperature.
No system is foolproof, but the bigger the supply chain, the higher the contamination risk. Food is often grown both domestically and abroad, which equates to longer travel times and a higher number of workers handling the shipment. That's where Ariel McCollum comes in. McCollum is an urban agriculturalist and market manager at the Hopewell Farmers Market in Hopewell, Virginia. She believes that shopping locally doesn't just benefit the community, but can help cut down on the contamination risk.
With us at the Hopewell Farmers Market, and really farmers markets across the Commonwealth and even in other states, you know, we're usually working with our growers to make sure that they have not only the tools, but the training and the resources that they need to be able to avoid the food safety issues and to meet the food safety standards, not only set by the state, but also by the federal government as well. Small businesses, they just really can't afford, you know, having negative impact on their products. So they usually work more diligently in making sure that they are upholding those standards.
While the risk may be lower, there's never a 100% guarantee that there will never be a food recall at a small grocer or farmer's market. Yet McCollum says there is security in knowing where the food you're eating is coming from.
In this line of work, I have realized that I absolutely love Honeycrisp apples. Again, you get more variety at farmers markets compared to the variety that might be at your local grocery store. But also you get to know who grows that. I know Miss Sylvia down in Surrey County provides, you know, grows and brings apples to the farmers market. I know Jess and Melanie, they have peaches during the summer. And I know Keith has the collard greens and the sweet potatoes in the fall. So, you know, when you're able to make that connection with who's growing your food, not only are you making a connection with the food itself, but you're making the connection with the person that grows it. And then you can know and learn about how it's actually being grown. And you can take that food safety really kind of into your own hands.
In other words, don't panic about the growing frequency of food recalls, but continue to stay informed. Practice food safety in your own home by thoroughly washing produce, using clean equipment, following use-by dates, and monitoring food temperature. You can also learn more about food safety and recalls by heading to fsis.usda.gov. That's fsis.usda.gov. At the very bottom of the page, you can subscribe via email to their new service and get notified whenever there's a recall. To find out more about Mike Lloyd, Ariel McCollum, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Is the U.S. falling behind in the global artificial intelligence race? Well, last month, DeepSeek, a Chinese AI firm, disrupted the tech sector and sent shockwaves through the U.S. stock market with the release of their newest model, R1. In the wake of the drop, NVIDIA, a leader in manufacturing the processor used to create AI bots like ChatGPT, saw its stock fall 17%, leading to a loss of almost $600 billion in value. But what's so special about DeepSeek's model? And why did it tank projections for companies that help build AI? Experts say it's so impressive because it's not only able to give responses on par with the latest models from companies like OpenAI, Google, or Meta, but because it was built at a fraction of the cost, using far less computing power and processors than its competitors. As a consequence, this led to steep losses on Wall Street for companies like NVIDIA because it shifted the industry outlook. DeepSeek's proved that demand for computing resources will likely be far lower than expected in coming years. However, it's unclear if R1 would have even been possible to build without using the advances of existing AI models like ChatGPT to its advantage. Some experts also argue that powerhouse companies like NVIDIA are even more important in order for the U.S. to retake the global lead in AI. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The Oscars are just a few weeks away, and with 10 Best Picture nominees, it can feel like there's a lot to catch up on. While movies like Emilia Perez, The Brutalist, and Wicked dominated much of the initial discourse, none of those are the Best Picture nominee that felt most urgent and resonant to me. That would be Nickel Boys, directed by Ramel Ross and adapted from the Colson Whitehead novel. Ross initially burst onto the scene with his 2018 documentary, Hale County, This Morning, This Evening. That film helped redefine for me what a documentary could be. It didn't have any real linear structure, instead presenting images of a place, lyrically capturing the experience of one predominantly Black community. Similarly, Nickel Boys does away with the traditional film structure, instead shooting the story of two Black teenagers sent to an abusive reform school in the 1960s in the first person. As a result, the film itself feels more like a lived experience than a typical movie. Sometimes the action takes place just out of frame, or you don't have a great view, so you have to rely on sounds to understand what's happening. While that frustrated me at times, it also cranked my level of immersion in the story way up. It's a big, bold take on a tragic American tale, and it's absolutely worth seeking out and letting flow through you like water. While Nickel Boys isn't the loudest or the most expensive film in this year's Oscars race, it is the one that has lived with me the most, and the one that I've found myself thinking back on most frequently. I'm Evan Rook.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with highs in the mid-teens, a light southwest breeze. Some scattered clouds tonight, lows between 5 and 10 below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny. Once again, we'll climb to the middle teens. Right now, it's 1.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door. I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Want you to go, baby, write this down.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer.
I kept my every single day before I knew your name. I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Every tail light fade in the goodbye rain. Girl, even today I pray for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I pray for you. I pray for you.
Listen to this.
Play the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet. 98Q Country.
Bayou to Kentucky, city to the country. From here
parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Say love. more precious than gold and can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Shelton.
Probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just want to love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station.
98Q Country.
We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went. Singing I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the road.
night out by the cup. Everybody was some kind of star when we went out last night.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest TV day of the year, and the winter storm that's impacted millions, creating an even better reason to hunker down indoors. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore says millions are under winter weather alerts.
The storm wreaking havoc on Minnesota's roads. Snow creating dangerous conditions. Cars spinning out, lining the sides of I-35. While snowplows working to clear the taxiway at the nearby airport, nationwide, more than 300 flights canceled so far.
Tonight, President Trump's expected to be the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl. His administration continues its work to reshape the federal government. Another agency has been affected. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau employees notified by email to cease all supervision and examination activity. The bodies of all 10 victims killed in the Alaska plane crash Thursday have been recovered and identified as the NTSB works to determine what caused the crash. This is ABC News.
It was a big Saturday in college hoops. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. First, it was the Wisconsin Badgers rallying in the second half to take down Northwestern 75-69 yesterday. John Tanjay led the 17th-ranked Badgers with 27 points in the win, which puts Wisconsin in a three-way tie for fourth place in the Big Ten. Wisconsin will get Indiana on Tuesday night in Madison. Then, it was a top 25 showdown in Milwaukee last night on National Marquette Day. 9th-ranked Marquette never led against number 25 UConn, with UConn leading by as many as 22 points in a 77-69 win. Cam Jones had 22 points for Marquette, which will play at St. John's on Tuesday. Tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks will try to avoid their third straight loss as they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. The Bucks have now fallen to fifth place in the Eastern Conference. Tip time is at 7:30. The NBA was rocked by a major trade last night as the Los Angeles Lakers swapped Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks in a three-team, seven-player blockbuster deal. It's the first time that a midseason trade has included two players named All-NBA in the previous season. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with highs in the mid-teens, a light southwest breeze. Some scattered clouds tonight, lows between 5 and 10 below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny. Once again, we'll climb to the middle teens. It's zero at our studios.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your